Welcome to Instant Analysis as we take a look back at the Browns' 23-10 opening day loss to the Miami Dolphins. Cleveland now has lost 9 straight opening day games, and since they've been back in the NFL, going back to 1999, the Browns now are 1-14 in opening day games, and it all starts and ends with the play of the quarterback, and Brandon Whedon was not good today as he was intercepted 3 times in the first half, completed less than 50% of his passes, a quarterback rating of 48.4. He did not make good decisions. Now, in fairness to Brandon Whedon, he didn't have a lot of time today as he was sacked 6 times and hit at least 10 other times as the offensive line was terrible, led by Mitchell Schwartz and O'Neal Cousins. By the way, O'Neal Cousins, just cut him now. Make him clean out his locker after the game and send him on his merry way. He doesn't deserve to practice with you for next week's game against the Baltimore Ravens. Go find somebody off the scrap heap, off the waiver wire to plug in there at right guard until Jason Pinkston is eligible to come back. He was awful today, but having said that, Whedon did have some time on certain plays and did not make good throws or good decisions. You can't turn the ball over like that 3 times and expect to win the football game. Add in the 6 sacks, and that's why the offense struggled and scored only 1 touchdown and 1 field goal today. The only guy who stood out in a positive way for the Browns on offense was tight end Jordan Cameron. 9 catches, a 108 in yards, and the 1 touchdown. His long catch was of 22 yards today. He's the one guy that you pat on the back and say nice job to as far as the offense goes. And speaking of the offense, North Turner and Rob Chudzinski need to be taken to task with the play calling today as well. I look at this offense and who stands out, especially with Josh Gordon out due to the suspension for these first 2 games. Trent Richardson, he only carried the ball 13 times today. You can't do that when you have a feature back like Trent Richardson. You've got to force feed him the ball. You can't go away from the running game, even if it's struggling somewhat early on. You've got to stay with it, and they did not do that. He only rushed the ball 13 times for 47 yards today and only caught 2 passes for 30 yards. You've got to get him 20 to 25 touches at least every game. And so some of that falls on the head coach in his first ever game in the NFL, Rob Chudzinski, along with North Turner, the offensive coordinator. On defense, did anybody stand out? Did anybody play really well today? Well, Desmond Bryant did have 2 sacks and 4 quarterback hits. So you got to give him credit for the effort today, along with Paul Kruger. He had a sack and 2 tackles for a loss. And the line, I'm speaking defensively here, the line did a nice job of pressuring Tannehill for most of the game, but they ran out of gas because they were on the field so much in that second half, and they did a decent job of stopping the run, but in the end, Tannehill and the Dolphins were able to put up 23 points and get the victory today. So while the line played okay, you can't really give them a star for their effort today in the loss to the Miami Dolphins. Joe Hayden did a nice job on Mike Wallace, holding him to only 1 catch for, I think it was 15 yards, but all in all, the defense did a decent job, but they wore down, and unfortunately, though, they didn't do enough to get the win at home against the Miami Dolphins, who did not play well on defense. Well, Buster Skrine and Chris Owens. It was my biggest concern coming into the offseason. It's still my biggest concern into the season. Who's going to play that cornerback spot opposite of Joe Hayden, because that's who they're going to pick on, the opposition, and that's what Tannehill did today. And when you look at the numbers, Brian Hartline, 9 catches, 114 yards, and a touchdown. Gibson had 7 catches, 77 yards for Miami today. So whoever Joe Hayden is not guarding, that's who the quarterback is going to target, because you have Buster Skrine, who either gets beat or gets called for the penalty, and Chris Owens over there trying to cover, and that's just a mismatch for the opposition. So the defense, while they were okay at times today, the secondary continues to be the big question mark for this Cleveland Browns defense. So all in all, not a good day down at Cleveland Browns Stadium, First Energy Stadium, as they lose to the Miami Dolphins 23-10 in the opener. Next up for the Browns, an angry Baltimore Ravens team who lost their opening game in convincing fashion, if you will, on opening night to Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. So you know the Ravens at home are going to be ready for the Browns. The Browns with some major adjustments that need to be made this week. week going into that game at right guard and at the right cornerback position. And you've got to look at the quarterback position as well. So not a good start to the 2013 season for the Cleveland Browns. That's the first edition of Instant Analysis. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.